Support for The Sound of Science comes from listeners like you and from Ken Spears Construction.
Hi, I'm Jasmine.
I'm Chrissy.
We're from NIU STEAM, and
you're listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ. Sienna from St. Charles recently purchased an electric vehicle and wanted to know why she was getting a notice from the dealership to schedule her 10,000-mile maintenance.
The terms engine and motor are often used interchangeably. We see this in advertising all the time. However, there's a distinct difference between the two when we talk about their technical meanings, especially when it relates back to engineering.
Engines convert chemical energy from carbon-based fuels into mechanical energy through combustion, requiring routine maintenance of its components like fuel pumps, injectors, and spark plugs. EV motors use electrical energy for mechanical output and do not have these maintenance needs.
Oil and fluids in internal combustion engines prevent wear, requiring regular changes. In electric motors, lubrication is managed in a sealed system with minimal maintenance, as internal lubrication and gearbox fluid typically requires attention only later in the vehicle's life.
So what does happen at 10,000 miles when you take your EV in for interval maintenance? Tires are checked, rotated, and aligned due to potential uneven wear, as EVs can be heavier in weight due to the large battery. The integrity of the regenerative braking system will be assessed. The cabin air filter will be checked and changed, and software updates will also be checked to improve performance, range, or features.
Choosing an electric vehicle is a personal decision, and we're not advocating for one type over the other. Some vehicle systems are intuitively designed, making it interesting to explore their differences.
You've been listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ, where you learn something new every day.